Welcome to our newest episode of the Lebanese Physicians Podcast. And today our guest is Christian Ashar, who is an art consultant based in Beirut, Lebanon, and who is currently promoting and consulting on promoting artists in the Middle East and North Africa region around the world and around the globe. We'll be discussing art and the art of healing. Welcome, Christian, to the podcast.
Thank you.
So, Christian, can you tell us a bit about your background and how you got into being an art consultant and somewhat about your project that you're doing right now?
Yeah, well, I have a degree in marketing. My relation with art started very early. I remember the first time at the gallery. I was like 8 years at the time. And then this turned into a passion, and I started collecting my stuff. And then I moved to Dubai, stayed 23 years, got exposure to all arts from the Middle East and international art. And then in 2017, I established my own art consultancy. A short brief of how it developed into where I am now.
Excellent. And how did it start where you started promoting, or you started your organization promoting the artists in the Middle East and North Africa region?
I came to Beirut. I saw that the focus was mainly on art and artists from the Levant. And from my experience with art in Egypt and the growing scene that I see now, region. So I wanted to introduce first the Lebanese people to from the Arab world that they don't know. And this is how I established an art from Egypt with Beirut Art Fair in Lebanon in 2018. It evolved into many things, and now I'm actually structuring an art fund from the Middle East and North Africa.
And I think you were just telling me about like a big success that you just had in London recently. So can you tell us a bit about it?
Well, this is a Lebanese artist that we are very proud of. His name is Alice. He is a modernist now. Yeah, and he's like a Jordanian, a post-war and contemporary. And we had an artwork that performed an exceptional result. So it's £500,000, basically. And this piece specifically is very important because first Arab Biennale in Baghdad in 1974.
Nice, nice. And so basically you have a lot more projects coming up with the Art Fund, and you're using these projects to fund further work and to promote a lot of the art in the MENA region.
Yes. And the purpose of it actually is to go beyond the MENA region, because the purpose of the fund is to introduce internationals to Arab art and prove that are worth investing in as well. And this actually only, it's the fact that they can see results at auctions like the one that we were talking about.
Right, because I think in other parts of the world there's a lot of promotion of artists, but in some countries in the MENA region there's not a lot of support from the governments for promoting artwork,
true.
And this is a big project that you're doing from that standpoint.
Yeah, but this is private. I have no support from any governmental bodies. This is basically, the team is me and two other partners who come from a venture capital background. And we've gathered our expertise to create this fund that the purpose of it actually is to empower these artists and make them partners in this fund according to a certain terms that we agree on. So this will be something that has never been done before, where artists are actually partners in the fund as well.
Also, can you tell us a bit more about that, like just to explain it?
First of all, I mean, the fact that art is an investment, this has been proven because it has performed twice better than gold in the past 25 years. It is a hedge against inflation and storing money, and it is a movable asset. So for us, this is these points are already agreed on. Introducing it to the MENA region is actually to start promoting our artists on the international level, just like I was mentioning now. And with the expertise of the partners that I have, we have done our homework in terms of where this fund will be registered. It's going to be basically in an investment friendly jurisdiction. We will have an auditor and an outside evaluator. We will have an art investment committee to help us with the selection of artists. And just like I said now, we have created a grant scheme where artists will be partners in the fund as well. The life of it is 7 years plus one, and the size of it is 20 million.
Nice. Wow. That's a big, big endeavor. Yes. That you're doing. Yeah. So since we're on the Lebanese Physicians podcast, I guess we have to link art to health, right?
And yes, to well-being.
Exactly. And offline, we discussed this before we started the podcast. So, so can you tell us about, I think you go to hospitals or to clinics, and a lot of times you either hear music, right? Or you see artwork in the hallways or in rooms. So what is the role of art in well-being, I guess, and in the healing process of patients?
Yeah, well, I personally was doing a lot of research lately on that, specifically when we decided to do this together. So I went through the art history of art therapy and people involved in it, and I really discovered that there is a lot that we don't know about what art therapy is. But let's start with the environment that we are, the hospitals or clinics, and the impact that this have on patients or on the teams that are working in these facilities. There's a scheme of colors that they choose that helps reduce stress, that creates this meditative effect, and that responds to the patients. So you see different artworks in wards for children, then in maternity wards, then in public areas like the lobbies of the hospitals. So every part of the every part of the entity or the firm or the hospital has a different selection of artworks that has an effect on the patients as well.
Yeah. So so basically, I guess when you walk in a hospital, it's not like random where you
No, not at all. Even the colors, they tend to go into something soft, pastel color. Blue is very relaxing. Green, just to make it closer to nature, as if they feel that they are surrounded by something living, because green is a color of rebirth and regeneration.
Nice.
So you don't see like this red color or violet is a good color as well, because it has a meditative effect and calming and soothing effect.
Yes, I'm going to try to observe it next. Like if I don't, so there's a reason we don't see red colors, I guess, in clinics and hospitals. And so what's the role? Let's say go ahead.
Yeah, so we tend to go into colors that are more soft and relaxing.
So what's the role of art, I guess, in artwork in like mental health? Let's say somebody has anxiety or depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. Like how does art help in this situation?
Well, the art therapy is something that has been recognized more and more in the past years. And it all started in 1940 when an artist started introducing art to patients of tuberculosis, because to make them, relax during these long stays at the hospital. And then it became more recognized in 1969 when they created the American Association for Art Therapy. And they started introducing it as a tool to facilitate or make the quality of life easier, specifically for patients of dementia. But it has proved as well to be a very effective tool with children, with teenagers who have problems, not necessarily mental, but coping problems, either with the changes in their body or with the environment, or to cope with the problems at home, loneliness. So there is a lot of factors that art therapy can help to reduce these elements of stress.
Right. So basically, if somebody has a teenage son or daughter who are giving them a hard time, just take them to an art show.
Not that will help. That will help. But if they need art therapy, you need a specialist, because there is a misconception about what is art therapy. But definitely going to museums and art exhibitions has a positive effect. Definitely.
Right. So art therapy and music therapy are sort of like parts of psychotherapy, right?
Yes,
are part and parcel of that, and they add to that.
Yeah.
And not only, I guess, does it help in mental health too, it helps in the healing process for other diseases as well, right?
Well, they believe that not enough research has been done on the effect that and how can it be introduced. Specifically, they lack the, how do we measure the effects of how effective is it? There is a certain word, medical term for it, and the frequency of introducing these art sessions, or just to make it more useful for statistic purposes. But what is clear is that their behavior and their quality of life changes, and the way they act with the people around them, like the caregivers around them, makes a very big difference after receiving these art treatments, or introducing them to music or creative like theater, or you know, engaging in art activities with others.
Right, and I've seen too. I mean, there's some studies now at the intensive care unit of like having patients who are placed on an artificial respirator, like wear virtual reality glasses, and then they have them like as if they're on a beach, or there's a calming effect, and they're trying to test that to see if that will decrease their post-traumatic stress or confusion.
So I'm sure there's a lot to be done in this. I mean, now with the introduction of AI as well.
Right. And one thing actually I was going to discuss with you. So one thing I've noticed recently, like having gone to some, let's say, art museums, is there's this traditional, I'm going to ask you about this too, if it's happening in the Arab world, there's a traditional art where you go in, you see an art piece, right? And it could be like, you know better than me, but it could be like the traditional art piece, or it could be more like pop art, right? Or it could be what I'm seeing now more like moving art, like you see a video of people doing it on a computer, right? And having
digital art,
you said it, digital art. So I was sort of surprised when I saw that. I mean, I think it's an interesting process, but what's your thoughts? What's the difference between these art forms? And we'll discuss later, where do you see art heading to?
Well, for me, any form of creation is artistic. I mean, the mediums don't define if this is considered art or not, because someone who has an artistic flair, you can feel it in their way they dress, in the way they eat, in their house, how wide their house is. So for artists to create in different mediums is, for me, very, very natural. At the beginning, people thought that if you are a painter, just stick to painting. If you are someone who does photography, don't move between mediums, which is not necessarily true. I mean, for someone who is able to create in any mediums he can, and digital art is a very natural introduction to the art world. It's just like infiltrating in our life, like in any other way. So art is one of them.
So I guess when you're promoting art pieces from the Arab world and the MENA region, What's the majority of these art pieces?
If I'm talking about the fund now specifically, I'm concentrating on contemporary art. So these artists are artists that have been born in the 30s. Everything that is 1930 and up, this is considered basically contemporary. We will be concentrating on the established artists and the mid-career or emerging, just to have a balance and to show the art from the MENA region in all the spectrums. I'm not only focusing on the established ones that have a solid market, but giving the chance as well to show that the, even the young ones that we believe are supported by great galleries, have a great narrative, all these will be part of the artists that we will be carrying. And including painting and photography and sculpture. I'm staying away from digital art for this one because it's a very niche, and I'm trying to just make it as safe as possible without going in directions that might be specific to certain collectors.
Right, right. Because digital art is sort of different, although it is starting to infiltrate.
Yes, it is niche still. Yeah, it needs time to become, accepted. Not accepted. Accepted is not the right word. Like to be common. Common right, is right. More precise.
So the artists you're sort of targeting or working with, which countries are they majorly from in the Arab world, or are you getting representation from all the countries in the MENA region?
I will definitely try to make it more inclusive of all the MENA region. We will be maybe concentrating more on Saudi artists because their market is gonna grow very quickly. So we're gonna be very strategic when we are selecting the artists, but it's gonna be very broad. When I say Saudi and Emirati artists as well, because they have great talents that their market is still growing. So the potential of return when investing in these artists will be very high.
Exactly. So because there's just a lot of change that's happening in Saudi right True. Now that True. It will promote these artists. And do you see like a difference, let's say, in the artwork between the different countries? Because not all countries are the same.
Yeah. Look, you can. An artist is only reflecting his emotions. So they all have feelings. Like like the artist in Beirut and the artist in Hong Kong are experiencing the same feelings that they want to let out in an artwork. But the mediums that are around them, and the environment, and the scenery, and the way people react. This is what makes it different. So this is why you feel that Asian art has a very Asian feel because of the environment, but it is reflecting just, universality of, grief, happiness, resistance, all these emotions that they try to express in an artwork.
Right, so it could be different. Can you tell us a bit about how many promotions or art works has your fund so far taken part in? Because I know we talked about the London event recently.
Yeah.
Have you done other events, and what are your plans for the future?
Okay, so this London event was actually with Sotheby's, the auction house. Okay. For us, we will be carrying approximately between 200 to 300 artworks, just like I said, from the MENA region and from North Africa. We will be doing our exit because the life of the fund is 7 years. So we are planning to buy the first 2 years up to the third. Buying the most of the works that we will carry. And then we will do promotional period where we will start talking about these artists that we carry and why they are more important, the works that we have specifically more important than the other works that are on the market. And then when we get to year 7, 6, and 7, we will start releasing these works with auction houses, just like the one that we were talking about. Sotheby's is one of these auction houses. We have Christie's, we have Bonhams. So that will be selected according to the type of art that we are we want to release and the time, because these are factors that play a lot in the results as well.
Right, because you need to time it correctly.
Exactly. Sometimes it's an evening sale, sometimes it's a live show, sometimes it's an online show. So that as well, there's a strategy of what to consider and which works we will be releasing in this way.
Excellent. And will you be coming to the US too or not?
Yeah, definitely. I went at a certain point, definitely. Actually, I've always wanted to create this bridge between Beirut specifically and the US, and maybe start, you know, taking our artists during art fairs, because the cost of that the galleries bear with this traveling and shipping of work is monumental. So this is something that maybe we can discuss on a different show.
Right, because shipping it basically is a special process, and if you don't, you want to make sure it doesn't break or something happens to it on the way, so that costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Not only that, they want to secure sales, or else they will be putting a lot of expenses without getting them back.
Right, that's a good point that you brought up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have anything else to tell us about the work? And the other question I have for you is, how can people, for example, if they want to help or they want to be involved in the work that you're doing, where can they find your website? How can they help? How can they contact you?
Well, I have a website that is called Christian Ashar Art Consultancy. I can share it with you. There is my email there, my phone numbers, my contacts are all there. They can reach me by mail or maybe message me on WhatsApp. And I part of the things that I do is I advise on acquisition of art as well. This is, I mean, for the fund, I'll be fully dedicated for that. But that's as well, sometimes I get, you know, either clients who want to build a collection or clients who are interested in selling artworks. So they get in touch to do that, because this is part of what I do, and curating exhibitions, and I work with independent artists for advice. So the scope of work of an art consultant is a little bit broad.
Right. Yeah, so we will have people contact you. And do you consult, since we're in healthcare too, do you consult like for hospitals and stuff on what type of artwork?
I can help when they are sourcing works for the hospital. But I mean, for art therapy, these are professional people that have accreditation, and they need to have a master's degree, and they need to have, you know, they are basically right. Psychologists
exactly.
That have an exposure to art. So that's something completely different. But a kid, I can help when it comes to sourcing works for an environment that is, you know, for well-being, and the type of art, the scheme of color, why this piece should go here, the placement as well is very important.
Right. Yeah, Christiane, this was great. I think it was a great discussion actually on first art and healing, and then another great discussion about your work, about the role of art consultancy, and about the great work you're doing actually promoting, because I think there's not a lot of support and funding from the Arab governments promoting artwork, and this work is very important, because it, actually, even if you go to the I don't know, 300 400 years ago, right, in the Arab world or the MENA region, I mean, art was very big, and suddenly it declined, and it's good that you're promoting it, because I think there's a lot of potential in this region.
Definitely. I mean, we went through stages But I can tell you, because I work with sculptors from Egypt, I believe that they really have this ancient Egyptian DNA in them, and they are the best sculptors that we have in the Arab region.
In Egypt, yeah. And the other thing I was impressed
with... Not only in Egypt, in the Arab region, because I can tell you, in Iraq, we have the best artists for ceramics. In Egypt, we have the best artists for sculptures. In Lebanon, we have painters and photographers. In Saudi, they are excellent with installations and conceptual art. So there, it's very dynamic.
Yes, that's interesting, actually. That's something I did not know, but probably some other people knew, but I did not know that. So that's very interesting. And I mean, one thing, actually, the way I was saying, the reason I'm saying this too, is one thing that impressed me is recently I was in Spain and Andalusia. And I mean, when you look at the art there that was hundreds of years ago, I mean, it was...
I know.
Yeah.
Overwhelming.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Christiane.
Thank you for having me.